Letters from Godness Christ for the Lord's Little Flock. Stoking the Fire. April 26, 2011. From the Lord, our God and Savior. A letter given to Jace and Timothy, for Jace and Christopher and Lauren, and for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord, My children, what is another man's servant to you? And what of my servants? Are they not your brothers and sisters? Search your hearts, beloved, and tell me, how do you look upon them? Have you sought to see them through my eyes, as I have commanded you? And what of my love, beloved? Shall I not love them, as I have loved you? Or did you think that I was altogether like you? For the love of man is born from the desires of the flesh, and comes forth from a place of longing, to fill a void which remains empty. Affections, built upon conditions and unrealistic expectations, learned in a world without natural affection, corrupt. Yet my love is a light which shines in a dark place, warmth which brings peace and healing to those whose hearts have grown cold, a cup overflowing, never ending, affection in its purest form, unconditional, says the Lord. Thus the blood of atonement was shed, sprinkling all nations. For I did not withhold my life, but gave it up gladly. There is no greater love. Thus my love remains with all who receive of my love and partake of my life. And as I am forever and unchanging, so also is my love. Therefore, accept this gift and cease not from giving thanks, for death has passed over you. Yes, the penalty is taken away, for by my wounds are you healed. Therefore, take my hand and now walk close beside me, and no more carry on as though you were in need of more, lest you stumble in your walk and deny me, says the Lord. For it is time to let go, beloved. It is time to see with my eyes. To love your neighbor as yourself, to truly wash each other's feet, to walk with me as I am, that you may purify your way before me and remain blameless, though you yet dwell in the midst of this most wicked generation. Beloved, it is time to bear your hearts before me, nothing held back, a fervent desire to be set free. Your heart set ablaze in my presence, a flame burning brightly in the warmth of my love. Therefore come to me, beloved, that our hearts may be satisfied. For all those who sincerely long for me shall surely receive of me, and all those who obey my voice shall surely walk beside me, and all those who love me above all else shall know the depths of my mercy. For I shall take them, and they shall dwell with me where I am, in the kingdom of my joy forever, says the Lord.